Ola, of God, who carries away the sins of the world, hear us, have mercy on us, and forgive us our sins. Amen. Moinoti rupivete pi evol tenifi owi.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices, and those who have brought them.
The Father of our Lord, God and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for everything, concerning everything and in everything. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us unto yourself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
Pray that God may have mercy and compassion upon us, hear us, help us, and accept the supplications, prayers of his saints, for that which is good on our behalf at all times, and make us worthy to partake of the communion of his holy and blessed mysteries, and to keep the life and standing of our honored Father, Pope Abba Shenouda III, and his partners in the liturgy, our Father, the Bishop Amba David, and our Father, the Bishop Amba Bekir, and to forgive us our sins.
Therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind, grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear, all envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, and the rising up of enemies, hidden or manifest. Take them away from us and from all your and from this your holy place, but those things which are good and profitable do provide for us. For it is you who have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions, and upon all the power of the enemy, and lead us not unto temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Through the grace, compassion, and love of mankind, of your only begotten Son, our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, through whom the glory, the honor, the dominion, and the adoration are due unto you with him and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who is co-essential with you now and at all times, and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
Yeah. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, these things I write to you, that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. Now by this we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are all in him. He who says he abides in him, I himself also should judge to walk just as he had walked. Do not love the Lord, nor the things which are in the world. The words shall pass away, and the lust thereof. But he who does the will of God shall last forever.
Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who enter the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go to the temple, asked for alms. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, Look at us. So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Now as the lame man who was healed held onto Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called Solomon's, greatly amazed. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why look so intently at us, as though by our own power or godliness we have made him walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom he delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just, and asked for a murderer to be granted to you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
On this day, the honored Saint Ignatius, the patriarch of the city of Antioch, was martyred. He was a disciple of Saint John the Evangelist and traveled with him to many cities. Saint John ordained him a patriarch of Antioch, and he preached the life-giving gospel, converted many to the knowledge of God, baptized them, illuminated them, and showed them how erroneous it was to worship idols. The pagans were enraged, and they seized him and tortured him with various tortures. Sometimes they put fiery burning coals in his hands and pressed his hands for about 2 hours. Then they burnt his side with a red-hot pitch and burning oil. Then they combed his body with iron combs. When they became tired of torturing him, They kept him in prison, where he stayed for a long time. When they remembered him, they brought him out and promised him great rewards, and then warned him. As he was steadfast in faith, they threw him to the wild beasts as they devoured him and rendered him into pieces. He delivered up his spirit from the hands of the Lord who loved him. May his prayers be with all men. On this day also, St. Philogonius, the patriarch of Antioch, departed. This saint was married and had a daughter. When his wife died, he became a monk. For his great virtue, his beautiful knowledge, his bountiful knowledge, his ascetic life, and his deep devotion, he was chosen patriarch over the city of Antioch. He shepherded the flock of Christ very well and protected from the Arian wolves and the followers of Methonius and Savilius. As a patriarch, he lived in poverty, renouncing the world, as he never possessed even one denarii or a second tunic. He completed his life course and departed in peace. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. Today also we commemorate the birthday of St. Thecla Himanot, of the great Ethiopian saint. May his prayers be with us all. Amen. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Agios Otheos, Agios Echeros, Agios Athanatos, O Ekparthenos, Genetikos, Agios Otheos, Agios Echeros, Agios Athanatos, O Stavrotis, Dimet, Eleitonimes, Agios Otheos, Agios Echeros, Agios Athanatos, O Anastas, Ekton, Negron, Ke, Anelton, Estos, Oranus, Eleitonimes, Oxe, Vertri, Ke, Io, Ke, Agio, Ne, Mati, Ke, Inke, Ari, Ke, Estos, Ionason, Ionon, Amin, Ekriet, beyond the sand, hallelujah. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is the glory forever. Amen. Bless, O Lord, the reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs. He said to him again a second time, Simon, the son of Jonah, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, tend my sheep. He said to him a third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Most assuredly I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wish, but when you are old, you will stretch out your hand and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish. This is Paul signifying by what death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, follow me. Then Peter, turning around, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved, following, who also had leaned on his breast at the supper, and said, Lord, who is the one who betrays you? Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, but Lord, what about this man? Jesus said to him, if I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you? You follow me. Then the saying went out among the brethren that this disciple would not die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he would not die, but if I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you? This is the disciple who testified of these things and wrote these things. And we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In this gospel we just listened to, our Lord asks St. Peter the same question three times. He said to him, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? I just want to finish the dogmatic part of this and then we go into the spiritual part. The Catholic Church considers this as an occasion that our Lord was appointing Peter to be the head of the disciples, because they want to believe that Peter was the head of the disciples and their Pope is the head of the Church, being the successor of St. Peter. We do not believe that Peter was the head of the disciples, and we do not believe that the Pope of Rome is the successor of St. Peter, because the one who established the Church of Rome is St. Paul, not St. Peter. St. Peter only went in the end of his life and he was martyred there, but the one who established the Church and wrote an epistle to the Romans, and he named some people by name, and he said, I am going to go I wish to come to visit you. And we read in the book of Acts that he spent 2 years receiving the people, and then he established the church at that time. But there's absolutely no sign that St. Peter went to Rome and established the church there. There's absolutely no sign, except that he went in the end of his life and he was martyred. And we celebrate his martyrdom on the Feast of the Apostles. Besides, if it was a happy occasion in which our Lord was appointing him as head of the apostles or the disciples, he would not have grieved. Listen to what it says here. That when the Lord asked him a third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things, you know that I love you." And it says here that Peter was grieved because he said to him a third time. Why a third time? As if he was reminding him of the 3 times in which he ate, in which he denied him. So when he said it to him the third time, he remembered that he had denied him 3 times, as the Lord had said to him, and that's why he was grieved. So it wasn't really a happy occasion. Also, he was calling him by his layman name. Remember that Simon is not his new name that was given to him, but the old name by which he was called. His name was Simon, and then our Lord said to him, "You will be called Peter." But when he called him by the name of Simon, as if he's reminding him of his old name, having denied him, is not worthy to be called Peter. But anyway, our Lord wasn't appointing him as head of the apostles, and therefore we do not believe that any of the disciples was the head of the disciples, and all the disciples were equal and were treated equally, and there's no head. And we believe that there should be a head for every church, and this is what we answer the Catholic Church when they refer to this occasion or refer to Matthew chapter 16. But the spiritual part I want to talk to you for a couple of minutes about is the question itself. Simon Peter, Simon son of Jonah, do you love me? He may come to any one of us and ask you, Fadi, do you love me? George, do you love me? Fadi, do you love me? George, do you love me? He can come to any one of us and ask you by name, do you love me? And you may answer and say, yes, Lord, I love you. He will tell you that you should keep my commandments. Not everyone, he will ask him to keep his sheep, because not everyone has such a responsibility. But he said, at least those who love me must keep my commandments. The sign of the love of God is to keep his commandments. Right? Can we say to God, I love you, without keeping his commandments? Impossible. If we really and truly love God, it means it has to be translated into our life by keeping his commandments. I cannot live a life of sin away from God and say, God, I love you. How can this be? If you love me, you have to keep my commandments. To live a life of repentance. Do you want to know how much this means to God? At one point, our Lord said to the angel of Ephesus, he sent him a message and said to him, I have this against you. What is that, Lord? You have left your first love. Your first love has diminished. You don't love me the same as you used to love me. See how much God wants us to love him? Even if the love diminishes a little bit, God will come and say to us, I have this against you. This is not only in the relationship between us and God, but even in the relationship between us and the others. You may be very close friends with someone, and then something happens. We forget all the good past, and then we remember that one bad thing that happened. And then our love diminishes, or it may disappear altogether. And this person may come to us and say, I have this against you. Where is your first love to me? Or between husband and wife. In the beginning of their life together, their love together may be very strong. But as time goes by, this first love disappears or diminishes because they start to get into the practical life. And then the wife may say to the husband, or the husband may say to the wife, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. First, we used to spend a lot of time together and enjoy our time together. And we cannot wait until we see each other. But now we spend time with friends, we spend time at work, etc., etc. Where is the first love? Similarly with God. We used to come early to the church and enjoy every minute in the liturgy and in the prayer, participate and learn the hymns. But now we don't care. Abuna, when is the gospel going to be read? Not when is the liturgy going to start. What about tasbihah and reading the Bible and individual prayers at home? God, He said to us, my son, give me your A. Huh? Give me your heart, which means the love. And God will fill this heart with purity and with love. This is a message I wanted to give to you this morning. Do you love me? We wish that every one of us can answer this question to himself or herself. If God comes to us and asks, do you love me? What will I answer? And if I answer positively, what are the signs of my love to God? What have I done to prove my love to him? Here he is asking Peter to attend to his sheep. But what have I done? Have I given up something because of my love to him? Or love is just a word that I say? Glory be to God forever.
Again, let us ask God to pass to Christ, the Father of our Lord, the God and Savior Jesus Christ. We ask God and please, we will need to fulfill and serve the requirements. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only one, Catholic Apostle of Church of God.
Pray for the peace of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
Amen.
Lord have mercy.
That which exalteth one end of the world to the other, all people and all flocks, bless the heavenly peace. Send down into all our hearts. بل وسلامة هذا العمر الأنبياء علينا إنعاما الملك والجند والأراخنا والمشيرين والجموع وجيراننا ومداخلنا ومخارجنا زينهم بكل سلام يا ملك السلام أعطنا سلامك لأن كل شيء قد أعطيتنا اغتنلنا لك يا الله مخلصنا لأننا لا نعرف أحد سواك اسمك القدوس والذي نقوله فلتحيي نفوسنا بروحك القدوس ولا تدع موت الخطيئة يقوى علينا نحن عبيدك
ودع لكل شعبك يا رب
ورحمة أجل لتسأل سيدات المندوك راتو The Father of our Lord, our God and Savior Jesus Christ We ask and please, you will be so good and so good Remember, O Lord, our honor, Father, the Archbishop, our Pope and Patriarch, Baba Abba Shenouda III, and his spiritual brothers, our Father, Amba David and our father Amba Bakir.
Pray for our high priest Baba Abba Shenouda III, Pope and Patriarch and Archbishop of the great city of Alexandria, and his spiritual brothers, the Patriarch of Antioch, Mar Ignatius, and the Patriarch of Eritrea, and his partners in the liturgy, our father, the Bishop Amba David and Amba Bakir, and for our Orthodox bishops.
Lord have mercy.
In keeping, keep them for us for many years and peaceful times, fulfilling the holy high priesthood with which you have entrusted them for yourself, according to your holy and blessed will, rightly dividing the word of truth, shepherding your people in purity and righteousness. وجميع الأساقف الأرثوذكسيين والقوانصو والكسوف وكل امتلاك كنيستك لحظة الوحيد المقدسة الأسلام عليهم وعلينا بالعافية والسلام في كل موضع وصلواتهم التي يقدمونها عنا
وعن كل شعبك
وصلواتنا نحن أيضا أنا نقبل إليك على مذبحك المقدس الناطق السماء وحد بخورتك وسائر أعدائهم الذين يرون الذين لا يرون اسحقهم وذلهم تحت أرجلهم سريعا وأما هم فاحفظهم في سلام وعدل في كنيستك المقدسة
يا رب ارحمنا
أجيل زخال جذبان تفرا Atur, the Father of our Lord God and Savior, lead us right. Blessed seed, your goodness, lover of mankind, remember, O Lord, our assemblies, bless them.
Pray for this holy church and for our assemblies.
Lord, have mercy.
Grant that they may be to us without obstacle or hindrance, that we may hold them according to your holy and blessed will. Houses of prayers, houses of purity, houses of blessing, grant them to us, O Lord, and your servant who shall come after us forever. Arise, O Lord God, let all your enemies be scattered, and let all who have your holy name flee before your holy face. But let your holy people be in blessing thousands of thousands, 10,000 times 10,000, doing your will. And so be the Abraskum, Kerian, Icehon, Kerian, Icehon, Keno. Home with me.
We believe one God, God the Father, Father, Brother, creator of heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father, for all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, but sent from the Father, for whom all things were made, who for our sin, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and the Virgin Mary became man. He is crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from death according to scriptures, ascended into heaven, sits at the right hand of the Father, and he is coming again in glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom shall have no end. Blessed be in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life giver, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic Apostolic Church. We confess one baptism for remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the coming age. Amen.
I have sinned, my father and my brothers and sisters.
Lead the flock is on. Here in the posse.
It of them was
just
our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are filled us with heavenly peace, by which the host of the angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill towards men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic graces.
Lord,
us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil entailing death. And may us all worship our Master to greet one another with a holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift. In Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Ye Lord, who are Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer an order, stand with trembling, look towards the east, let us attend.
Hey.
angels, they are angels, the principalities, the authority, the strong, the dominions, and the powers look towards the highest. You Seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing. Sing.
Cherubim worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying, Holy, Holy.
Of the servant, we fill from eternal life and were exiled from the paradise of joy. You have not abandoned us to the end, but have always visited us through your holy prophet. And in the last days, you did manifest yourself to us who were sitting in the darkness and the shadows of death. Through your only begotten Son, our Lord, our God, our Savior Jesus Christ, through of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin, sent to me.
Oh, وقام من بين الأموات في اليوم الثالث وصعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمينك أيها الآب ورسم يوما للمجازاة هذا الذي يظهر فيه ليدين المسكونة بالعدل ويعطي كل واحد كحسب أعماله.
برحمتك
مستيريون انتتي متوسافيس افتش غارتي في افمو خائب انخم في كوسموس He took bread into his holy hands which are without spot or blemish blessed and life giving.
He believed that this is true. Amen.
He looked up towards heaven to you, O God, who are his father. And master of everyone, and when he had given thanks,
Amen.
He blessed it,
Amen.
And he sanctified it. And gave it to his own holy disciples and saintly apostles, saying, Take, eat of it, all of you, for this is my body, which shall be broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sin. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, the cup after supper, he mixed it with wine and water when he had given thanks.
Amen.
He blessed it.
Amen.
And he sanctified it. And gave it also to his own holy disciples and saintly apostles, saying, Take, drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which shall be shed for you and for many to be given for the remission of sins. This do in remembrance of me. كل مرة تأكلون من هذا الخبز وتشربون من هذه الكأس تبشرون بموتي وتعترفون بقيامتي وتذكرونني إلى أن آجي.
آمين آمين آمين. بموتك يا رب نبشر وبقيامتك المقدسة وصعودك إلى السماوات نعترف نسبحك مباركا نشكرك يا رب ونتضرع إليك يا إلهنا.
Therefore, as we also commemorate His holy passion, His resurrection from the dead, His ascension into the heavens, His sitting at Your right hand, O Father, and His second coming from the heavens, awesome and full of glory, we offer unto You Your gift from what is Yours. Kata obni ben, nemez obni ben, nemchen obni ben. Vayfen so mayfu ben ta. Oh, bayamun di odes novim tayod enteti de atikim veri enta. Lives of those who partake of Him.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
And make us all worthy, O our Master, to partake of Your holy Son to the purification of our souls, our bodies, our spirits, that we may become one body, one spirit, may have assurance and inheritance with all saints who have pleased You since the beginning. تفضل اذكر يا رب بكنيستك الواحدة الوحيدة المقدسة الجامعة الرسولية.
صلوا من أجل السلام الواحد المقدس الجامعة الرسولية كنيسة الله الأرثوذكسية.
يا رب ارحم.
هذه التي اقتنيتها لك بالدم الكريم الذي لمسيحك احفظها بسلام وكل الأساقف الأرثوذكسيين الذين فيها. أولا تفضل يا رب أن تذكر أبينا الطوبان المكرم رئيس الأساقف بطريركنا البابا أنبا شنود الثالث وأخوي الروحيين أبينا الطوبان المكرم الأنبا ديفيد والأنبا باكير.
صلوا من أجل رئيس كهنتنا البابا أنبا شنود الثالث بابا بطريرك ورئيس أساقفة المدينة العظمى الإسكندرية وشريكي في الخدمة الرسولية أبينا الأسقف المكرم الأنبا ديفيد وأبينا الأسقف المكرم الأنبا بكير وسائر أساقفتنا الأرثوذكسيين.
And those who rightly defend the word of truth with them, grant them unto Your holy church a ship of walk in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Hegumens, Orthodox Hegumens, priests and deacons.
Pray for the Hegumens, priests, deacons, subdeacons, and the seven orders of the Church. of God.
Lord, have mercy.
And all the servants, all who are in virginity, and the purity of all your faithful people, remember, O Lord. Who have mercy upon us all together.
Have mercy upon us, O God, the Father, the Son, so tell us.
Remember, O Lord, the salvation of this holy church, which is yours, and every place, every monastery of our Orthodox fathers.
Pray for the salvation of the world and of the city of ours, and of all the cities, districts, islands, and monasteries.
Lord, have mercy.
والساكنين فيها بإيمان الله تفضل مياه الأنهار والزروع العشب ونبات الحقل في هذه السنة. بارك.
اطلبوا أن تعود مياه الأنهار في هذه السنة لكي يبارك المسيح لهنا ويسعدها كمقدارها ويفرح وجه الأرض ويعلنا نحن بني البشر ويعطي النجاة للبهائم ويغفر لنا خطايانا.
Graciously accord, O Lord, the earth of heaven, the fruits of the earth, the waters of the river, the seas of earth, the plants of the field, this year of سيدها كمقدارها كنعمتك فرح وجه الأرض لروح حمسها وتكثر أطمارها عدها للزرع والحصاد ورب حياتنا كما يليق بك اكلل السنة بصلاحك من أجل فقراء شعبك من أجل الأرملة واليتيم والغريب والضيف ومن أجلنا كلنا نحن الذين نرجوك ونطلب اسمك القدوس لأن عين الكل تتركك لأنك أنت الذي تطعم طعامهم في حين حسن اصنع معنا حسب صلاحك معطيا طعاما لكل جسد املأ قلوبنا فرحا ونعيما لكي نحن أيضا إذ يكون لنا الكفى في كل شيء كل حين نزداد في كل عمل صالح
يا رب
remember, O Lord, those who have brought you this gift, those in whom they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought, give them all the heavenly reward. Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices, and those who have brought them.
Lord, have
mercy.
Amen. عنا السابق السابق الشيخ اسمه سيش مرسل الشهداء رضي مكرس رسول الطاهر والشاهين البطر الكريس والاسم على النادي سكولوس والكريس الفاسوس رسول الكريس بطر خاتم الشارس الكهنة والقديس يوحنا الذهبي الفام القديس الرسول القديس توفيس القديس متريوس القديس كريس القديس باسيليوس والقديس أوروليوس المسكنيات قصوريوس العجب قزيروغوريوس الأرماني والثلاثة ثلاثة عشر مجتمعين أبناء كريال مية وخاسين بقص مطيمات إمباف الصواب من الصديق العظيم الأنبا أنتونيوس والبار الأنبا بولا والثلاث أنبا وطارات القديسين وجميع أولادهم لباس الصالي وابنا بحمس القبوس وابنا أنباب شوي البار ورجل اسكام الحبيب مخلصنا الصالح وابنا ببولات ويحسكو يالتميزهم وسبع بين القديس الرومي ماكسيموس وديماديوس وتسع بيت انشيرا شيوخيات وانقال القديس انبا موسى ويحنس كام القيس وبنا انبنا لكم وصابنا انبا سيسو القدس وبنا انبا بخل مساحة مشاركة ودوس تلميذة وبنا انبا شنود رئيس المتوحدين وانبا ويسا تلميذو نيم بخور واسبر بنتين الثوابين طاق نعيسي ونيتين وطول منو أوتو ما عينا أنتي رويك صوبو ما تقول إزي بكران إز أوابي طابو موتي إموك إهري إيقون
إيه توش مروسا يوان نيران إنتي لنيو تس أواب إن باتريار شي ستا بن فوس إفلو إسمايم تون النفسي شي تيرو إنتي سكن النوبي نانه بو
of joy in the region of the living forever in the heavenly Jerusalem in the place and we too are sojourners in this place keep us in your faith and grant us your peace unto the
Oh.
give thanks to God the Bandhu Creator, the Father of our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, for He has made us worthy now to stand in this holy place, to lift up our hands and to serve His holy name. Let us also ask Him to make us worthy of the communion and partaking of His divine and immortal mysteries.
Amen.
Peace, O my soul. Es no fetayot,
nempekes no fetayot.
Ente pepe Christos en jebi bando krator, choise bennoti.
Amin, amin, ebrotevexasti.
Master, Lord, our God, co-creator, invisible, infinite, unchangeable, and immeasurable, who sent His only true light, His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, the co-eternal Logos. In His fatherly bosom at all times, came down and dwelt in the undefiled virginal womb. She, being virgin, gave birth to Him and her virginity is sealed. Praise Him, and the heavenly host chant unto Him, proclaiming and saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of Your holy glory. To the weak and sinful, make us worthy with them, O our Master, the good one and lover of mankind, so that with a pure heart we may praise You with Him and the Holy Spirit, the co-essential Trinity, and raise our eyes towards You, our Holy Father, who art in the heavens, and say, Jepenio.
In Christ Jesus, our Lord,
us give all our sins. Nati
before you.
Remember, O Lord, the peace of your only one holy Catholic Apostolic Church. Remember, O God, patriarchs and Pope Shenouda III. Keep him for many years in peaceful times. Remember, O Lord, the Metropolitan of the Bishops, the Archbishop, Bishop Abbot, all the priests, the heavenly mothers, all the deaf, all the mute, all the deacons, all the people. All the servants, remember all those who are distributed in the prince. Remember all those who are sick, healed, and departed, those their sins. Ask the still of the prince. Remember the young ones, the children, the students, help them to be successful. Those, help us all to repent.
Ari if my babe shays in Ninjanto, tis moero.
So peace, I mean, Ketupnemati, so metabo, theodros come in.
Agiatis, agit, flogitos, kirios, Isos Christos, eus theagias, musim nemagion, amin.
Iso panagios, petiris, so panagios, theos, ento panagios, ethema.
Simeon Elitinon Iso Christo Toio Toseo Emon Amin. Holy and precious are the true body and blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of our God. Amen. بالحقيقة آمين
حسن
آمين 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 and confess to the last breath that this is the life-giving flesh that your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ took from our Lady, the Lady of us all, the Holy Theotokos, Saint Mary. May this one with his divinity, without mingling, without confusion, and without alteration, he confessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. He gave it up for us upon the holy wood of the cross of his own will for us all. Truly I believe that his divinity parted not from his humanity for a single moment, nor wrinkling of an eye, given for us for salvation, remission of sins, and eternal life to those who partake of him. I believe that this is the very truth. Amen.
Amen. I believe that this
for us and for all the Christians who ask us concerning them. Remember us in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you. Sing hallelujah. Pray for the worthy partaking of the immaculate, heavenly, and holy mystery. Lord, have mercy.
Agis, agis, flogitos, Kyrios, Isos Christos, Iosia, Iaspos, and the Magion, Amin, Bismo, Manifesto, and the man will be nuti. I bet an woman.
Yes, Oh, Oh, well.